This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Italy this evening to participate in the G7 summit in Apulia. The Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said, India has been invited as an outreach country in the summit. At this session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with the leaders of G7 countries. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral meetings with his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni. This will be Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. In view of the run-up to the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on the 21st of this month, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a video clip of Tarasan on the palm tree posture on social media platform X. The clip described the health benefits and steps to perform the standing asana. Sharing the video, the Prime Minister said that Tarasan is very good for the body and it ensures more strength and better alignment. The government today said that there is no leak of question papers involved with the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test under graduate NEET UG 2024 examination. Speaking to the media after assuming charge of the Education Ministry, Dharmendra Pradhan today said the matter is in the Supreme Court and the government will reply on it there. He also said the Committee of Academicians has also been formed over the NEET issue. The central government today told the Supreme Court that 1,563 NEET UG candidates previously awarded grace marks will have the option to retake the exam on the 23rd of June. The government told the court that a committee has been constituted to review the results of over 1,563 candidates who were awarded grace marks. Results will be declared before 30th of June. Earlier, the plea filed against the NTA said that the exam on the 5th of May was conducted amid malpractices, including multiple paper leaks. The alleged paper leak was violative of Article 14, Right to Equality, under the Constitution, as it gave an undue advantage to some candidates over others who chose to attend the examination in a fair manner. Senior BJP leader Pema Khandu today took oath as the Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh for the third consecutive term. Along with Khandu, 11 other cabinet ministers were also sworn in at a function held at DK Convention Hall in Itanagar. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, administered the oath of office in secrecy to the Chief Minister and other state cabinet ministers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad, Chief Ministers of Assam and Sikkim, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, Arunachal East Parliamentary Constituency MP Tapir Gao were present on the occasion. In the legislative assembly elections, BJP has won 46 seats out of the total 60 seats. In Kuwait, 49 people, including 40 Indians, lost their lives after a massive fire broke out in a building housing foreign workers in the southern Mangav area. Over 50 others are injured in the fire incident. The External Affairs Ministry has said that it is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities. The ministry said in a statement that those injured are presently admitted in 5 government hospitals and receiving proper medical care and attention. Following the incident, Ambassador of India and Kuwait, Adars Swaikya, immediately visited the location of the incident and also the hospitals to ascertain the situation. Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, also rushed to Kuwait to oversee the relief measures and facilitate expeditious repatriation of the mortal remains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait at his residence in New Delhi. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted severe heatwave conditions to continue over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand to the next 3 to 4 days. IMD also forecast heat wave conditions over some pockets of Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division and Odisha during the same period. And that is the end of this news bulletin.